So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf said, Habayis v'aliyah nifchas ha'aliyah. If the floor of the upper story of a house collapses, the landlord, who lives downstairs, must rebuild the ceiling, which serves as the floor for his tenant, who lives upstairs, and provide both the structure and the plaster of the floor. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, ha'tachta nisen es ha'tikra, ve'elyen es ha'maziva. The landlord must rebuild the structure of the floor, but the tenant plasters it himself. At first, the Gemara suggests that the purpose of the plaster is to prevent water from dripping down into the lower apartment. And the Machlekes is based on the following rationale. The Rabbanan hold, ala nizig laharchik esatzim min ha'mazik. It's the responsibility of the potential victim to distance himself from damages. Therefore, tachton mesaken, the occupant of the ground floor must provide the plaster as well. While Rabbi Yisi holds, ala mazik laharchik esatzim min ha'nizik. It's the responsibility of the potential offender to distance himself from causing damage to others. Therefore, Elyon Mesakin, the occupant of the upper story, must provide the plaster. However, the Gemara cites a Mishnah where the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi take opposite positions. The Rabbanan say, Marchiken es se'ilon min habar estrim v'chamesh amah. One may only plant a tree at a distance of 25 amas from his neighbor's pit, so that its roots should not destroy the pit, because ala mazik laharchik es atzmei. Additionally, if one's tree is too close to another's pit, it depends. Im habar kadam kaitzitz v'naisin dam. If the pit was there first, its owner may chop down the tree and reimburse its owner. Im ha'ilon kadam lo yakatz. If the tree was there first, he may not chop it down. However, Biesi holds ala nizik laharchik es atzmei. Therefore, af api shabar kedemes l'ilon lo yakatz. Even if the pit was there first, he may not chop down the tree because each one is working in his own property. Therefore, the Gemara explains that Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi in our Mishnah argue regarding the primary purpose of plastering the floor. The Rabbanah hold maziva achzuke tikrahu, valatachten boi lachzuke. The primary purpose of the plaster is to stabilize the structure, and there's therefore the landlord's responsibility. While Rabbi Yisi holds maziva ashvuye gumaisu, vala elyon lashvuye. The primary purpose of the plaster is to level the floor, and there's therefore the tenant's responsibility. Zakta Mishnah, Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim shenaflu. If a house whose two stories are owned by two individuals collapsed, Amar bal ha'aliyah labal habayis libnois v'ein eretz libnois. If the owner of the upper story wants to rebuild, but the owner of the ground floor does not want to rebuild, haribal ha'aliyah b'ein es habayis v'dar b'teichad she'in lois yitziyosef. The owner of the upper floor may rebuild the ground floor and live there until the other owner reimburses him for his expenses, and he can then build the upper floor. Rehuda Aimer, Av ze dar betech shel chaveroi, tzorch la'al se'schar. If he does this, the owner of the upper floor is benefiting from the other's property, and he would be obligated to pay rent. Ela bala aliyah boina es habayis ve'es aliyah, mekara es alyayna v'yeshe bebayis ha'yitshiyitin lo yasitz yaisav. Rather, he must completely rebuild both stories. He may then live in the ground floor until he is reimbursed for his expenses because he's not benefiting since he could live in the upper story. At first, the Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda's ruling because one may not benefit from another's possessions without compensation. And as Tesis explained, although it would seem that halachically he may enjoy this benefit because the other does not suffer a loss, nevertheless, the Chacham instituted that he should not benefit from the other person without compensation. And the Gemara cites two other rulings of Rabbi Yehuda that support this explanation. If someone gives wool to a dyer and he dyed it the wrong color, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the dyer receives minimal compensation and returns the wool. Although halachically he acquired it with shinui, causing an intrinsic change, nevertheless, the ein loy lohanes mimamen chaveri shleim edaita. Misha para miktas chayvoi vehishlish eshtarei. A laver repaid part of a loan, gave the loan document to a third party for safekeeping so that the malva cannot use it to collect the entire loan, and instructed him to return the document to the malva if he does not repay the balance of the loan by a certain date. Rabbi Yehuda holds the shlish should not return the document to the malva even if the laver defaults on the loan. Although halachically the shlish may return it to the malva because the leiva agreed to it, nevertheless, the ein lohanes mimamen chaveri shleim edaita. In all of these cases, Rabbi Yehuda does not allow someone to unilaterally benefit from another's possession without compensation. However, the Gemara offers alternate explanations in all three cases. In the case of Abayis v'Aliyah, it's Zen Nenev Ezeh Chaser. The other person does suffer a loss. Hashem De'ikah Shachar Risa. The house decreases in value when the tenant lives in it. Therefore, halachically, he may not enjoy this benefit. In the case of a Nisin Tzemer Letzava, although there is no loss, however, because of Kalamashana Yode Alatachdaina, since the dyer deviated from the terms of his employment, the Rabbanim penalized him, requiring him to return the wool to its owner. In the case of Mishapar Miktas Chayvai, the Shlish may not return it to the Malva halachically because Asmach the Loikani, the commitment by the Loiba to allow the Malva to collect the entire loan, is not binding because it was not meant sincerely, since he thought he would repay the loan. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the case of the Mishnah, Habayis V'Aliyah Shal Shnayim Shenaflu, whether one of them may rebuild his part differently than before. Tacht and Habo L'Shanois, if the owner of the ground floor wants to use different materials to rebuild, Begvil Shemeloi, Begazis Ein Shemeloi. He may change to wider stones, but not to narrower stones. Bekfisin Shemeloi, Belevenim Ein Shemeloi. He may change from full bricks to half bricks with mortar in between because it's stronger, but not from half bricks to full bricks because it's weaker. Lesachik ba'arazim shemeloi, b'shkamim ain shemeloi. He may change to stronger cedar wood, but he may not change to weaker sycamore wood. Similarly, lemait b'chaloinu shemeloi, laharba b'chaloinus ain shemeloi. He may make fewer windows, strengthening the structure, but not add windows, which weakens the structure. Lahagbiya ain shemeloi, lemait shemeloi. He may not make his story higher, as this offers less support for the upper story and requires the other fellow to climb more steps to enter his home, but he may make his story lower, as this is only beneficial for the upper owner. On the other hand, El Yon Shebo L'Shanis, if the owner of the upper story wants to make changes, Begazes Shemen Loi, Begvil Ein Shemen Loi, Bekfisin Ein Shemen Loi, Belevenim Shemen Loi, Barazim Ein Shemen Loi, Beshikim Shemen Loi. He may change to smaller stones, full bricks, or lighter wood, which will put less weight onto the lower story, but he may not change to larger stones or half bricks with mortar or heavier wood, which would add more weight onto the lower story. Similarly, L'rabbis b'chaloinus shemeloi, l'mait b'chaloinus ein shemeloi, l'hagbi ein shemeloi, l'mait shemeloi. He may make more windows or lower walls, but he may not make less windows or higher walls, which would add more weight onto the lower section of the wall. The Gemara cites a brayse regarding another scenario. Ein loy lezeh v'loy lezeh. If neither owner has the means to rebuild the house, and they sell the property. Reb Nosson Eimer, tachto neitel shnei chalakim ve'elyon shlish. The owner of the ground floor gets 2/3 of the proceeds, and the owner of the upper story gets 1/3. V'cheir meimrim tachto neitel shleisha chalakim ve'elyon neitel revia. The owner of the ground floor gets 3/4 of the proceeds, and the owner of the upper story gets 1/4. The Gemara rules like Reb Nosson and explains, Kama mafsid aliyah bebayis tilsa, helkach esle tilsa. An upper story reduces the expected lifespan of the lower structure by 1/3, and so he gets 1/3 of the value of the property.